All right, folks, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Make a little noise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, how are you?
I'm great.
Here, we call roll.
Sure. Tom Wyszlinski.
Here.
Tom Gazdecki.
Here.
Anthony Broadnicks.
Here.
Derek Nimitz.
Present.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker. Here. William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from June 21st, 2023. Modifications, insight, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from June 21st, 2023, as presented.
There's a motion. There,
second.
Any discussion? Either none, Mr. Wicklund, or counsel, is informed we were still on a roll call vote, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszlinski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Broadnicks?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Next up is the chairman's report. Welcome to the summertime. Also, thank you to the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority. Is that correct, Dan? For hosting us today. Just a sidebar is that the last meeting Little Cal had here was November 5th, 2008, which was a month and a half after the flood. What you can see right here is what happens at a $275 million man-made flood control project where maintenance isn't done and taken care of. Since that event and since the process with the gentleman up here and others have moved forward to the point where we now have a community that looks at the watershed instead of the river system, we are now far better prepared than we were in 2008 for an event like that, but it's still Mother Nature. Mother Nature gives you 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket. We're going to have some issues, but we're far better prepared today than we were prior to the event in 2008. By keeping this system up and doing the things that we do every month to do this maintenance of this system, you're able to see $4 million every year come back into the local economy by property owners not having to pay mandatory flood insurance as a part of their mortgage. That said, I think that's a very good deal and something that we should continue to advocate for and make sure that we approve what we do every time we sit together. Enough about that. Let's move along. Finance report, we need an approval of the claim so we could have some discussions.
Mr. Chair, I can make a motion to approve the finances. Claims for the amount of $231,698.54.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Some discussion, Mr. Repay.
Sure. We'll go over some of the
delaying.
We'll go over some of the claims. The largest one is mulch excavating, remove blockages, and cut back trees along Hart's Ditch. That was going on from 45th of Fran Lynn, and now they're continuing on to the confluence with Schoon Ditch, as well as the Katie Marsh Ditch, which is located in Wicker Park Estates. Area that is $77,060. We have CNH mowing. We're on our fourth cycle. The way that this weather is going, it's like once we cut it, we get the torrential downpour and then it grows like crazy. So this may be the first time, this is the third cycle. We may actually go through five cycles for the first time since I've been here.
Thanks.
Just the way it's growing. We were just out there yesterday. And it will appear that probably in the next few weeks we'll need to do it again to make sure that it doesn't go over the 1 foot mark. The end cap for $14,400, that is to ensure that the mitigation that we spent $750,000 on doesn't go bad. And that's a contract that we have with them that is a 1 year contract. We have $7,500 for Wessler for the Katie Marsh Ditch Tunnel, as well as $3,300 for the Georgia Street study. That Georgia Street study is the one, if you're familiar, when the water gets up high, it overtops in that corner as it makes like the S curve. We're asking them to look at it to make sure that we can somehow fix that so that that road doesn't have to be closed during high rain event. It's usually one of the first roads that we have to close down, and it shouldn't be because it's protected by the levee. Another claim is 6240 for DLZ for the geotechnical exploration for Calhoun drainage. Otherwise, you know, we're doing just normal everyday clearing.
Okay. All right. That was an explanation of the claims. Any questions for Mr. Repay on the claim sheet? There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruslinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Absolutely. All right, moving right along. I just into the project tracker and executive director's report. Mr. Repay, what's going on in the field? $231,000, not a lot of money.
Well, I think once we pass some of these resolutions and interlocals today, you're going to see that plate list go up because all these communities are awaiting your final approval on it. So that's going to be the good thing. Second thing, our closeout with the Army Corps of Engineers, as we talked about many times, this has been a partnership for many years. Since 1977 was the first study, I think we became partners with them in the 80s in an interlocal agreement or the LCA. We're at a point where we should be closing this down and agreeing to that we've all completed all the terms, and that hope is September 30th is what our goal is and what we've discussed with Jeremy Carr. Jody has been working with their finance office to make sure they have all the documentation that they need. They have all the properties that they need. We're just waiting final approval on the crediting side of it, which means they're just checking to make sure that the title work, the appraisals, and all that has been accomplished. So that hopefully will be a grand celebration, thankfully. It doesn't mean that they will no longer inspect us. It just means that they no longer can do a project and we no longer have to cost share that project, which is something that is a good thing. We have been looking at trying to fund the Kennedy Avenue Bridge through the Stage Ready Grant. That's really in the process, but that is a source besides the federal government that we believe is possible. Myself and Paul and Mr. Garcia are looking out at dredging this area that's just located off of Kennedy Avenue with all the sediment that's built up. I'm sure you've seen it over the years. With the new law that's in place, we only need to go through the grant or the process of the Army Corps for their mitigation and their 408, which is definitely streamlined. Burke continues to do work on the modeling of not only Deep River, but Turkey Creek, the Beaver Dam Ditch, and Niles Ditch, along with some of the Little Cal. They're working on it. I've already spoke briefly about Wessler's issues, the I-84 drainage, which is at the I-65-94 corridor. It drains south and also drains Rosser Lake. So any area, Mr. Finke has some property out there, Rosser Lake. It's been held up for many years. We've not been able to locate the actual culvert until I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago where we've located it. We believe it's somewhat collapsed. So we're going to try to work on with a local contractor to open it up to provide a little bit better security to it and allow the ability to clean the grate when it's necessary to maintain the water not only on the residents' property but also Rosser Lake, which impacts Lake Station.
Okay, could you clarify that?
Absolutely.
You're talking about the culvert that goes under the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the north side of that property.
It is on the north side of the property.
And is it submerged currently?
It is.
Do you know how much how deep it's buried underwater? How much water?
What it's holding back? And that's a good question. There's an easement by NIPSCO that is a sort of a raised road that sort of causes some holdback of the water. But we've been working with NIPSCO to allow for either a small culvert to go underneath their. So it's just a little road just to handle their transmission lines. So if we can build a small culvert under there that we can maybe allow more water to flow through. And then if the landowner wants to control their water, they certainly can control it, but it will allow for what's supposed to happen is Rosser Lake drains under the I-65, then it runs along a ditch that you can't really make out so much at the current day. And then it runs into our system, goes under what we call the eyebrow, and runs underneath Martin Luther King that goes underneath the railroad. It's a long way to travel, but it's something that we've been looking at for many years, and we couldn't locate it. We had people doing sonar testing, and they couldn't find it. They finally took a paddle boat out there, and they stuck a couple rods in, and they think they have located it. That's either that or a pipeline. So, it's a,
so if you drop that water, just breathing ground for more pragmatics.
I don't know if they'll be a breathing ground for pragmatics, but I think pragmatics go where they want to go. There's really just something regarding Rosser Lake. We were getting complaints from Lake Station about the level of Rosser Lake because Rosser Lake is too high. It causes there's some pumps in Lake Station to run constantly within that neighborhood that's north of Ridge Road and west of
perfect right.
What's that?
A Google map would be perfect right now. See what it did your old place.
Then. Stop. I'm not gonna do it. But
so there, we cleaned that out, I thought maybe 2 years ago.
We cleaned the underpass under I-65, but we could never get it. We know flow is happening because if you're going, and I visualize, if you're going north on I-65 to go to westbound 94, you didn't do that big loop before you merge. There's a small body of water that's located there that we know that NDOT ultimately wants to put a pump station on that travels through it. We know there's flow coming through because we've seen it, but it isn't traveling the way it should. And we believe also the culverts are off-centered, so it's not draining the way probably it's best served. So that's what we've got so far. So the next phase of hard ditch stabilization is going through the permitting process. The county's taking care of that. So it's really on them. We met with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, DNR, IDEM, and a couple others out there a few weeks back. And they should have the permit to us, and work should begin in the fall. Pump station is really, Burr Street Pump 1 is still out to being repaired just because of it takes some time to get some of the parts that were needed. We're hoping that it will be in by the end of, well, it'll be 2 weeks, by the end of July. The biggest issue right now that we have is Grant West. The PLC is acting up. It's been acting up, and now it's gotten to a point where we're babysitting it often. We've had Superior Engineering take a look out there. They're going to give us a proposal after we give them the as-builts. As to make sure that is functioning the way it should. We've spent money on the sump pumps, but now it just seems like they're not kicking on when they should be or when they have been in the past. So the belief is after the initial look is the PLC is bad. So it's going to require a brand new PLC, at least at Grant West, which is a critical station for us because it drains everything on Grant Street all the way back to Ridge Road and beyond, slightly beyond.
How much?
How much cost? I have no idea.
Ish.
I don't even have an ish. I really don't. I mean, if someone else with electronics would be able to have a better idea of what a PLC is going to cost at this point. I mean, it's going to not be cheap.
$1,000 or $1,000,000?
It's going to be probably a quarter, if I'm guessing. We've got three pumps out there and a sump. Burr South was four pumps and a sump, so it's going to be in that ballpark.
Which cannot fail.
Correct. Also, speaking of pump stations and not in the report, is we are still in negotiations with NDOT to take over the two pump stations, one that's located just outside this building off of Kennedy Avenue that drains the Cloverleaf, and the other one is for the Indianapolis Boulevard pump station that used to be by Arzmania Nursery. Since they gave us the easement on Grant West, I have now been shifted to a different department. They have to get signed off by LaPorte before we can own that. And then once we own it, we can adjust the levels of float and allow for better drainage in certain areas, especially in the Wicker Park area.
Are you comfortable the timeline with NDOT on this particular subject is going to be more advantageous than the years it took for the easement and grant?
I'm not going to take the under. I have to be realistic.
Thank you.
We continue to do document scanning and filing. Another quick project we're going to be working on is doing the trail sealing and paving. We use it for our O&M, and the public uses it for exercise and recreation. The area that we're going to, there's several areas that we're focusing on. We're going to do Chase on the south side of the levee. Chase to Harrison is in that segment. We're going to do on the south side Highland. We're going to do Klein Avenue to Kennedy for that segment, and then from Northcott to Indianapolis Boulevard in the Hammond section. So those are the sort of segmented out that we identified as being the need for them because they look sort of, they're in starting to get into that shape. And so before they get too bad, that's the ones we've identified. And then along with that contract, we agreed with DNR to pave those three parking lots for the mitigation area. That's per their local ordinance that we have to do it. And we're seeking proposals from local groups. So if you know someone that does,
they might pave it.
You have to.
What is it now?
It's or gravel.
Gravel. And it's for the park.
It's for the mitigation site. Required.
I love the iron.
Local ordinance.
But is it a permeable pavement? So
no. Actually, because permeable pavement is actually difficult to maintain because you have to make sure it's swept out for the debris. But
kind of volume, I understand it's a local ordinance. That's what you're telling me. So what's the volume of people that go in there? Ask that question. How many people are showing up?
Currently three and two trucks.
So the people that work there.
Correct. We don't know how many people drive in there at any point in time while we're not watching, but it's not a bunch, right?
Correct.
20.
No, I don't even know that you can. There's three parking lots. One of the parking lots you can get two vehicles in. Second parking lot, maybe 10. The largest parking lot, maybe 15 vehicles total. Something like that.
Yeah, they're just small little pads.
They're currently gravel. They're installed at the point of the mitigation. Once they become open to public recreation, the city of Cobra require them to be paved as part of their ordinance.
I hear you.
And then the last is just a quick announcement. Anyone is interested, we have yet to receive a payment from Maya on the property off 35th and Chase. They have until August 31st to do so, and we have yet to see anything. So, or communication for that matter. That's all I have.
All right. So any questions, bring that back to us for questions for Mr. Repay. I'll start. Kennedy Sandbar. Is that something that's going to be this year? Kennedy this year as far as
timing. I don't think it will be this year. We'll have the plans and we may bid it out, but it will probably start. We're going to have to do it in small segments, quite honestly, because I don't know even what the ish cost will be. Some of the material, probably most of the material, will be kept on site to build up the levee banks because there was some issues with the way that the steepness that they've done. I mean, they're like 2-to-1, which causes our mowers to have a difficult time mowing. So if we sort of even out the slope a little bit, make it a little bit nicer if people can sit up there, I don't know. But our mowers can have an easier time mowing it than what it's currently at.
And when you're talking about the HART project, you mentioned all the acronyms of government officials,
yes,
for permits. I thought with the new rule, we didn't need all these permits.
Because it was started before June 31st and the county is doing the permitting process, they're not under the state statute.
Understand.
We are.
And then back to the I-60 or on the Borman Expressway and the culverts. We knew about the flooded culvert. We just couldn't get to it or find the location. Because I thought we ID'd those things like a decade ago.
It was always working somewhat, but you always have a checklist of things that you really, really want to get to. I mean, it wasn't imminent, but Lake Station kept on saying Rosser Lake. And so we're now trying to pursue that and get into it. So they're like other projects. If they came up or if the Corps, for instance, comes to us during the inspection and says, you need to do the sealant here, or this toe is eroding, that's how we sort of build these sort of smaller projects.
Understood. That's it for me. Thank you. Gentlemen, any questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on in the field?
Yeah.
Mr. Ware.
Dan, on a Burke engineering model, talking about the culvert at Deep River and Little Cal. So that's not the one under 65, correct?
No, it is. It's the one that you guys spoke about that goes into that area off of Colorado and Central. You guys had asked if they could look at, if they would straighten it out, if it would better allow the water to flow into Deep River. So that's what they're looking at to do. So it is I-65.
I have one question. You talked about clearing out trees and leaners and fall
mm-hmm.
and hard pitch. How much more longer they got to go to get rid of whatever?
They have two more days. One of his pontoon got a hole in it. He has two more days to get to Schoon Ditch, Katie Marsh, and then he's going to go, because there's a 21-inch gas line, we got to flip on the other side in Highland and work from there to Ridge Road. We're going to work all the way to the confluence. We're going to go through past the weir and keep going until it tees, and then we're done.
Okay.
And then what he's going to do, hopefully, he has to go do another project, and probably in the fall, we'll come back and start doing Deep River, where we left off at Veterans Park and Lake Station, try to get past the railroad tracks, try to get to the Rock River.
Okay.
That's the long-term plan, but his pontoon broke. So.
Anyone else? Anthony's okay?
He's good.
Yeah, moving right along. Next up on the agenda, other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Resolution 23-8, an interlocal agreement with Town of Carroll for Eagle Ridge Culvert Place Watershed Project, the amount of $222,500, subject to final draft and approval by our attorney, executive director, and chair.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mrs. Lambert, you pick whom? Just as an aside, before I let Dan talk, these were already approved projects, and this is just about the paperwork. Small recap on this $222,500 project, Mr. Reed.
It's a culvert that has failed or is failing in one of their subdivisions. They have, I think if you remember from their presentation, it was very detailed as far as what they watch for and through their GIS system is what they're maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also agreed to maintain this culvert and make sure that it's clear of obstruction, which is what the key is, as that feeds into the major tributary that we have coming from the west east.
Okay. This is just paperwork.
Is this here?
Yes, sir.
But we're not in that culvert.
No. Every project you need. I agree with that, Steve. All right. Anything else? Mrs. Lambert, there's a motion and a second.
Tom Ruslinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker. Yes. William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2023-09. And an interlocal agreement with Lake County Parks and Recreation Board for the Three Rivers County Park Watershed Project in the amount of $184,000, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and chairman.
There's a motion. There's a second.
Second.
He did win a broad next because he don't like that. Right. Yeah.
This is an application that we actually asked the county to pursue. We had spent some money and time and effort in that Rock Ripple area. There are still buildings and fence that are probably a hazard. More people, and we have cameras out there to monitor. We can see the activity that's out there. And we're asking them to just clean it up, knock down their buildings, clear up the leaning trees that are definitely in that wooded area. So when we invite people to that area, we would like it to be as safe as possible. So this is on our request, but they did it, and they already have the numbers for the contracts.
Thank you. Questions, comments from Mr. Repay on this one? Once, twice. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Oshlinsky.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnix.
Yes, for you, Derek. Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve resolution 2023-10 and interlocal agreement with the Lake County Drainage Board, Town of Dyer, Stormwater Management Board for the two-stage channel for the Hart Ditch Watershed Project in the amount of $34,150, subject to final draft and approval by attorney. Executive Director.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Sir.
And a second. Mr. Repe.
Dyer, which we're going to next month, has had a successful two-stage ditch behind the hospital. They would like to pursue that two-stage ditch going forward throughout all the way to Main Street. And so this is the opportunity for them to see if there's any feasibility to that and see how much water they can hold back along what they call it, Plum Creek, but Hart Ditch.
We helped with that first project, right?
Correct. And we're going to see it firsthand next month.
Anything else for Mr. Repe?
This is just for design, right?
Yeah, just to see the feasibility, see if it's possible. See how much water we can hold back.
Yeah, thank you.
To design and well, we should probably state that. Anything else? Mrs. Lamp, there's a motion and a second.
Tom Oshlinsky.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2023-11 and an interlocal agreement with Lake County Drainage Board and the City of Crown Point for the 113,000 culvert replacement watershed project in the amount of $357,000, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director.
There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, Mr. Repe.
This is a culvert that was on 113th Street, totally collapsed, eroded away along a major, conduit tributary to Beaver Dam Ditch. They're also getting money from Lake County Drainage Board to facilitate this along with the City of Crown Point. So I think we're part of a third.
Thank you. Just please consider as the applications come in the concern we have about public works jobs.
And they do also agree that they're going to maintain, make sure it's working, along with the Drainage Board, which is a regular drain.
Thank you. Any comments, questions for Mr. Repe? They're not, Mrs. Lambert. We have a motion and a second.
Tom Oshlinsky.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to enter in agreement with the United States Army Corps of Engineers, Chicago District, under Section 214 of the Water Resources Development Act of 2000 for review of regulatory and 408 applications, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, chair.
Wow, that sounds important. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, Mr. Repe.
As the motion states, in 2000, WERDA, which is the appropriation bill, they allow for entities to enter into agreement with the Corps under Section 214. We have several 408s, and we also will have several regulatory issues going before them. I can tell you that in passing, as you know, on project, we always wait for the permits. This will allow us to get more quicker eyes on the permits, faster reaction. Just to give you an idea, NDOT and NIPSCO are also parties to the same agreement that they have entered in with the Army Corps. So we would be the third.
Any questions for Mr. Repe on this one? If there are none, Mrs. Ladd, we have a motion and a second.
Tom Oshlinsky.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, let's go.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to amend an agreement with HWC Engineering for bank stabilization along the Little Cayman River, adding two sites and additional geotechnical investigation in an amount not to exceed $154,400, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mrs. Lambert and Mr. Ripe.
The initial agreement was for three segments in the Ammon Munster area. One was Forest Avenue, where there was some erosion issues off of Bering Avenue, where the pump station was shooting out by North Path Bridge. And then the other one was, I believe, dealing with the trail or the ramp for Kennedy Avenue, or just to the east of Kennedy Avenue for access purposes, right by the softball diamonds. So in the midst of our inspections of the city of Gary, the Corps identified two areas that they would like us to look at. So this is amended it to include those two areas. That area is just off of Grand Street, where we used to call Muskrat Heaven, where the shoreline area is being eaten up by muskrats. And then the other area is off of Martin Luther King and Georgia. So we just are adding those two segments, same principle, same process, but referring to the previous motion, that will need a 408. So anytime we change the levy, touch the levy, we got to do it.
Okay. All right. Questions for Mr. Ripe?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
How far back will this push it?
Oh, it's not going to push it back. They just have to do to make sure that the toe is stable. Do a couple borings to make sure what they have, and then they'll design something. It was something that was, as I said before, it's something that the Corps brought to our attention. So when they do that, we just want to go ahead and handle it. That way, when they come back for the next inspection, I would hope that they would have this done by spring. It depends on how they're going to do it. I don't know if they're going to do riprap. I don't know if they're just going to put additional soil and clay. It really depends on what they find in the bank.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so this one's also designed. So what should we expect, another $500,000 to $1 million on the actual construction here?
I think it would all depend on what material they think is suitable for sort of rebuilding the bank. And in that area for the grant one in particular, you have the pump station that's generating water. You have it's a large body of water. So with the wind change, believe it or not, there's actually some sort of waves that crash up against it. And then you've got the muskrats that are burrowing.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for Mr. Ripe? Mrs. Lambert, we have a motion and a second.
Tom Wyszlinski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along. My favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us, please come to the podium. State your name and address. Their podium or just stand up?
Just stand, yes. Yeah.
Raise your hand if you want to do that. Once, going twice, going three times. All right, bring it back up here to the commission. Go down the line. Mr. Ware, you're up first.
Nothing to ask.
Mr. Whitaker.
One, two, three.
Mr. Wyszlinski, Captain Summer. Your guys, Jackie.
Thanks for everyone in attendance.
Mr. Nimitz.
Time out of your day.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Ochi, nothing to add. Mr. Castellanos, are you going to keep the streak going?
Yeah, well, not really. I got to say something. First of all, I'd like to compliment the Lakeshore. You're a very nice But also, I'd like to thank the Audubon Society and the Great Lakes Initiative, who appeared on WLTH Radio. Got a lot of response for the work that they're doing, especially now considering where the climate is going, north of Indiana. So we hope that they continue to work and that's about it. Also, I'd like to thank you for the Mayor McDermott for the grand
for the ribbon cutting ceremony at the Calumet Bridge. It was great. Got great press information released. And so, Darth, I know I spoke to other people in different communities like Gary and maybe somebody in Ripley that they'd like to get a bridge also. So maybe in the future we can start working on the design for them also. And that's it. Everybody have a nice summer. Thank you.
Mrs. Lambert.
No, I don't know if Anthony has something to say.
Anthony.
Yeah, I'll echo Dave's comments about the ribbon cutting, especially in light of the new bridge. Everybody likes recreation, and that's a big part of our charter, so thank you for that. And most importantly, I guess right now for me, thanks to the commission and the staff for being flexible and helping me continue to engage with the commission, even from far away. So appreciate all the work that goes into that.
Thank you. Mrs. Lambert.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Wicklund.
Nothing to add.
All right, next meeting, we're staying out of the road, people. It's going to be at the Plum Creek Center in Dyer, Indiana. Check the website as it relates to specifics. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second. Any discussion, be there none? I just want to say. Go ahead, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszlinski.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy the summer.